KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 25 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. Two businesses were awarded a total of $30,000 Friday in a competition sponsored by Shelby County Develop Source. Iowa Agricultural Biofibers, owned by Alan Shute, Don Cordes, and John Schechinger, will receive $20,000 to assist in building expansion costs. And Panama Diesel, owned by Josh and Teresa Kaufman, will receive $10,000 to purchase new diagnostic computer software. A total of four businesses presented Friday in the final round of the business plan competition sponsored by Shelby County Develop Source. The other businesses were Norseman Brewing Company and the Salon Suites. All of the finalists were selected from nine applicants. The presentations were held at the Thurkelson Center before a panel of five judges and a contingent of interested observers. Officials with Shelby County Develop Source say they expect to sponsor a second competition in 2012 in conjunction with their numerous partners. News time is 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in New Hampshire asking, would you rather pay for this Android-powered phone or get it free?
Get it for free.
Okay, well, you're right. And because right now, down at U.S. Cellular, you can switch and get any phone free.
That's good times, free phone.
Yeah, whether you talk, text, or surf, they've got the phone for you, and they're going to waive the activation fee.
Good to know. Well, I mean, my phone's so old, it has rotary dial.
Now at U.S. Cellular, switch and get any phone free in select markets, including the Android-powered HTC Desire. You'll enjoy the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Data plan and new to your agreement required. While supplies last, other restrictions apply and vary by phone.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Are you ready to make the switch to U.S. Cellular and their award-winning customer service? Stop in and see us at Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
Law enforcement agencies throughout the state will be increasing their presence and watching out for traffic violators from now through Sunday, November 27th. The STEP, Special Traffic Enforcement Program, is aimed at changing driver behavior, especially with regard to the use of seatbelts. The presence of law enforcement on the state's roadways is also designed to encourage motorists to obey all the traffic laws. They'll also be on the lookout for vehicles with defective equipment, persons with warrants, and criminal activity. Last year on Thanksgiving, eight people lost their lives on Iowa's highways. 13 people died in traffic accidents during the seven-day STEP project last year. Altogether, 390 people died on the state's roadways in 2010. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said 50% of those who died in crashes during the Thanksgiving holiday travel period would have been saved if they would have taken 3 seconds to put on their seatbelts. During last year's STEP periods, officers recorded more than 130,380 traffic violations over the course of 43 combined days. Each enforcement period involved the efforts of 236 law enforcement agencies and over 1,900 officers from cities, counties, and the state. Following this week's special traffic enforcement program, the next step will take place March the 15th through the 18th of 2012. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend two men were arrested over the Friday night and early Saturday morning. 21-year-old Travis Beatty of Prescott was pulled over on a routine traffic stop just before 8 p.m. Friday. He was placed under arrest for driving while suspended and brought to the Adams County Jail, where he was held without bond until seeing a magistrate. Also early Saturday morning, 22-year-old Christopher Shockley of Creston was picked up by a Union County Sheriff's officer and brought to the Adams County Jail for a probation violation warrant. Shockley was held without bond as well, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in the Taylor County community of Lenox reported Friday evening a Creston man had been arrested shortly after 1 a.m. Friday on multiple charges stemming from his alleged failure to yield to an emergency vehicle. 24-year-old Antonio Gutierrez of Creston faces felony, forgery, and identity theft charges, along with citations for failure to have a valid driver's license, failure to have insurance, and eluding. The events leading up to Gutierrez's arrest began when Lenox police were notified of a medical call at Village Park Apartments just before 1 a.m. Friday. While responding, the officer activated his emergency lights in an attempt to safely pass a car on County Road J13. The car refused to yield to the police vehicle. The ambulance arrived at the scene with adequate personnel. The officer then determined that he should attempt to stop the vehicle he had attempted to pass and learn why the driver failed to yield. The vehicle was pursued for over 2 miles before finally pulling over. When the driver was questioned, he presented the officer with a Nebraska ID card identifying him as Raul Pena. The officer determined the ID card was a forgery and the driver placed under arrest. During a search of the suspect, another ID card was found that identified him as Gutierrez. The felony charges were leveled against Gutierrez after he was brought to the Taylor County Jail and following an investigation into the false IDs. Gutierrez was being held in the jail over the weekend. The vehicle he was driving was impounded. News time is 7:12.
This is Mal Sharp of U.S. Cellular asking, wouldn't the holidays be more fun with a really exciting smartphone?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Well, right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get the exciting Motorola Electrify for just
$99.99.
$99.99. And you also get reward points you can use to get your next phone free. And the cherry on the top? You can get up to $150 by trading in your used phone at U.S. Cellular.
Now that is a big cherry on the top there.
For a limited time at U.S. Cellular, all smartphones, including the Android-powered Motorola Electrify, are $99.99 or less. Switch today and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone price after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky at Rex Pharmacy. Make your holidays really fun with a great smartphone at an amazing price. And this Friday, Saturday, and Monday, we have the greatest deal. So make sure you get to Rex Pharmacy before time runs out. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
And in our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Michael Mike Lynn Whitaker, age 70 of Carroll, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mike Whitaker will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gladys Anderson, age 75 of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Gladys Anderson will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Boyson, age 92 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Evelyn Boyson will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Don Curry of Messina died Thursday. A funeral mass for Don Curry will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. 97-year-old Ethel Pearl Geron of Erling died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Pearl Geron will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 74-year-old Linda K. Namani of Atlantic died Friday. A visitation and lunch for Linda Namani will be held from 4 until 7 this evening at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. 81-year-old Roger H. McCarty of Benora died Tuesday. Funeral services for Roger McCarty will be this evening at 4 o'clock at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. Ioma M. Neighbors, age 96 of Anita, died Thursday. A coffee and fellowship in honor of Ioma Neighbors will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, at 2 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. George J. Oakley, age 86 of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for George Oakley will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kelly Dean Gutenfelder, age 50, of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Kelly Gutenfelder will be on December the 3rd in Minneapolis. And 92-year-old Eileen L. Jensen of Audubon died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Eileen Jensen will be held at a later date. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is handling the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you on KJAN by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.